You are listening to RNIB Connect Radio. And every year, lots of incredible people take part in challenges to raise money for RNIB, including Double Dash. Now, this year, it's being held on the 7th of May in London's Regent's Park and virtually across the rest of the UK as well. And joining us now to tell us a little bit more about what's going to be happening is Bindi Dreyer, the events manager for the Double Dash, and Tom Norton, who will be taking part in this year's event. Thank you both very much for joining me. So, Bindi, first of all, can you just explain to us a little bit about what the actual Double Dash is and what it entails for people who are taking part?
Yeah, definitely. So Double Dash is a 5K fun run with a twist. So it's a bit different to your typical 5K fun run in that participants pair up. So you sign up with a buddy, you pair up, and participants run tethered together at the wrist. So it's a really common way that people with sight loss run with a guide runner. So that's kind of the inspiration behind the event. So we'll basically be getting people together in Regent's Park to run a 5K fun run, tethered together at the wrist. And then, as you mentioned, this year we're also offering a virtual challenge as well. So if you can't make it down to London, you can take part virtually in your local area.
And it's open to anybody who wants to take part. It's not just people with sight loss. It could be anybody.
Absolutely. Yeah. So if you have sight loss and want to try guide running for the first time, or if you and a friend just want to challenge yourselves to try something new, it's totally open and inclusive to all, and kind of makes it so that everyone can take part on a level playing field. That's the twist behind it.
Great stuff. And this is all in aid to raise money for RNIB. So it's a fundraiser as well.
Yeah, absolutely. So we've kind of set a fundraising pledge per pair of £200. So £100 each, which is hopefully relatively achievable. All the money will go to support RNIB and help kind of break down barriers for people with sight loss.
And Tom, you did the Double Dash back in 2019, so pre-pandemic. How was it? How did you find it?
It was really good. On the day, it was a really supportive environment. Everybody got together beforehand and we all did a warm-up together. Everyone was talking. It was buzzing, and actually it was quite a nice day. We managed to get quite a warm part of what turned out to be a bit of a mixed day in terms of weather, and everyone just kind of went for it. Some people were fairly competitive, and other people just kind of chilled out and did things as they wanted to. Loads of fun.
So it didn't really matter what kind of level of athlete you were. You could be any sort of level.
Exactly that. So, I mean, on my part, I was doing it just to have a bit of fun and spend a bit of time with friends and colleagues and talk about something, raise awareness for something, raise funds for something that I care about quite a lot. Yeah, so anyone could join. I think 5K is not that much, and people were walking it, people were running it, people were joking and talking.
So what made you want to take part in Double Dash in the first place?
I think there are two elements to it, really. Personally, I have vision impairment myself, and I think it raises awareness again for something that is something I care about quite a lot. I wanted to get out there and raise some funds for RNIB and raise the awareness as well. And also, I think I wouldn't want to ask anyone to do something that I wasn't doing myself. So actually, for me, it was about giving people that support too, and making sure that we're all there, the atmosphere was good, and that everyone was having fun in terms of working for RNIB as well as participating on that personal level.
It sounds like quite an atmosphere of sort of, we're all in this together, we can do it, come on, supporting each other. Was that what it kind of was like?
Yeah, definitely. And it's the main reason, really, why I get involved with these kinds of things. It is a very proactive thing where you're going out and you're actively doing something. And I think with the supportive environment that's created and everyone there on the day, definitely that's part of why I got involved and why I'm doing it again, really.
I was going to say, is that it must have been quite a good experience back in 2019 to say, 2022, we're back, I'm going to go and do it again.
Yeah, exactly. It's, like I said, a very supportive environment. Everyone's really chatty, really friendly. And it works really well, actually, for people coming out and just getting to talk to each other as well as raising funds for RNIB and raising general public awareness as well. We did have members of the public ask us what we were doing and why. And so I think it works on so many levels. Definitely one I can be really supportive of.
Absolutely. That's great to hear, Tom. Bindi, we were just talking about the fundraising aspect of it there and the fact that it raises awarenesses and it also raises vital funds for RNIB. How important are these events and these kind of fundraisers for RNIB and for to ensure that the charity can continue to provide the services that it does?
So, I mean, just for Double Dash, specifically, for example, we have a target of just over £55,000 that we'd like to raise. So, I mean, that is a very considerable amount. I'd quite like to have £55,000. And yeah, I mean, for those of you who don't know, I mean, RNIB runs a range of services, you know, from initial point of a sight loss diagnosis and support with sight loss advisors through to support with employment and, you know, community connection and things like that. So, yeah, you know, we wouldn't be able to continue those services without fundraising and kind of community fundraising and events is a large part of that. And as Tom kind of said, it's, you know, not just about the fundraising, but it's also about the awareness raising and getting people to kind of see differently about sight loss as well. So that's kind of what we're really proud of, especially with Double Dash, you know, in it being a fully inclusive and accessible event. That it kind of helps raise that awareness, gets people involved who might not already be aware of RNIB or what we do, and I think just the fact that kind of everyone runs tethered together gives everyone kind of a new perspective on what it's like to run with a guide and what runners with sight loss kind of experience. So yeah, it's kind of obviously about the fundraising, but also about the awareness raising and the inclusivity as well.
Absolutely. Quite a unique event really as well.
Yes. Yeah. I was just going to say it's actually the kind of only running event of its kind in the UK. There's not anything else that I'm aware of that is kind of fully inclusive and accessible to everyone and kind of puts everyone on a level playing field. So
amazing. So if people are listening to this thinking, I'd like to give that a go, I want to get involved, where can we go to find out more and maybe sign up?
Yep. So if you just search RNIB Double Dash in your search engine, that will bring you to our website, and then you just click through there to sign up. We've currently got a 50% off discount code running, which means you only pay £10 to enter. So the discount code is -50-50, and then yeah, you'll be signed up. You'll get support from me and the team all throughout your journey. We've got training plans and advice on running tethered with someone if you've not done that before. We'll be giving you all the information in the lead up to race day. We'll send you a t-shirt and a tether to practice with, and then you'll also get a medal for finishing on the day as well. So yeah, it's set to be a great day, and we'd love for anyone to join us.
Absolutely. Well, Bindi and Tom, thank you very much for joining me.
Thanks so much.
Thanks.